Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at St. Anthony's over on the northwest side, 2510 Richmond Northwest. They are having their summer festival. Starts at 3 o'clock today, going to pick up again at noon tomorrow. The Grillin' Guys are here in full force. We got the good one all fired up. Bob just is licking his fingers from a little taste test on those ribs. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, morning, Jop, and good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys, second hour of the show. And we are at St. Anthony's. We got Father Mark ready to bless the show. And we've got Caitlin from Lemon Creek with us right now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You got up early to come over here.
Huh?
You got up early to come over
here. Yeah, I did, actually.
And you brought a box of goodies.
Yes, I did.
Love having Caitlin on. Last time we saw her, we were in Grand Haven, and she came down from the tasting room, which was an easy trip for you that time.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty simple. That was Coast Guard, though, so that's always chaotic.
Right. Yes, it is. So tell us a little bit about Lemon Creek Winery for those folks who've maybe never had your wine.
Okay, well, we are in Grand Haven. It's an external tasting room. We've been there for about a year, but the winery itself is down in Berrien Springs. We are 100% estate, so we grow all of our own grapes. We are one of the largest growers in the state. We grow 21 different varietals. We use only about 35% of what we grow. Everything else we actually distribute to other wineries within the state and around the Midwest.
And I've been to your winery. You're on the Southwest Michigan Wine Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
A very nice place, nice facility. If folks aren't in the Grand Haven area, but maybe they're down closer to Baroda.
Yep.
Great little job. You got to take that wine trail, dude. You would just wander and wander.
I need a driver. I can tell you that right now. But
I am not volunteering.
Kate, one of the cool things that Lemon Creek does is they make some very unique wines that you don't find everywhere. And what I want to talk with you about right now is this Kerner.
Yeah.
Wine, because I think this is going to be a summer smash.
Oh, it is.
I can see this with chicken and fish on the grill all summer long. And ladies, you're going to like this one too because it's crisp, it's clean. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the Kerner grape is actually a fairly recent grape in the history of varietals. It was produced officially in 1969. And it's grafted between Riesling, which is a white grape or green grape, and Trollinger, which is a red grape. So you get the light body that you get with Riesling. I mean, that fruity, that crisp, that clean flavor. But then a little bit of that red grape comes through, and so you've got more of a full, it's a larger taste. It's fuller on your palate, but you still have that clean Riesling feeling.
I don't know of anybody other than anybody other than you and maybe Tabor Hill that even make a Kerner.
What Tabor Hill's Kerner, actually, we grow it for them.
You're growing.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it all comes from the same estate.
Busted.
Yeah. But the bottom line is this comes in a beautiful tall blue bottle.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna find that now. Do I find this in a store, or do I have to come to the tasting room for it?
That is one that we actually only sell at the tasting room. So,
but it's worth the trip. When you're over in Grand Haven this summer, they have a tasting room there, or down in Berrien Springs, but it's called Kerner, K-E-R-N-E-R. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that this will be very popular this summer, with the ladies especially, because I'll just speak for my wife. She doesn't like a big full-bodied, heavy wine. It's this this light, crisp, and it'll go just fantastic with a variety of things on the grill.
Yeah, and it's not sweet, and it's not a dry wine.
Yep.
I mean, it's almost like a Traminette.
Yes, similar. And they're both that German varietal,
right.
That cold climate grape.
But it's got a grapier flavor than a Traminette. It's really heavy on the They're not talons in white wine. I don't know what you'd call it.
Talons are on an eagle, aren't they?
How about tannins?
Tannins,
yeah. Sorry. I'm preoccupied watching Father Mark eat that pasty over there.
With his talons?
Yeah. So what is it on a white wine that gives you that chalkiness or that?
Usually you're balancing your alcohol content and your acidity. Acidity with white wines
so
is really
acidity.
What's going to determine the softness, the mouthfeel of it.
But thank you very much, Jop, for calling me out on the talents. That was pretty funny.
There was only about 1,000 listeners that would have, so I'm just helping them out, man. That's all I'm doing.
It's like a Napoleon Dynamite movie, right?
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
We have a recipe that I want to go through real quick right now, and we're going to post this up on the grillingguys.com on our website. But I've got a grilled chicken cordon bleu, and what makes me think of this is this Kerner wine. It would go fantastic with it, but this is an easy one, guys. You may not even need to have a look at this on the website, because what I'm going to do is take a skinless, boneless chicken breast and lay it on the cutting board, so it's kind of that half heart shape. And then what I want to do is I don't want to open it up all the way, but I want to take my knife and stick in the end of it and create a little pocket.
And make
there.
A pita pocket out.
That's right. Make a pita pocket. Don't fillet it open and butterfly it, but create a little pocket in there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a piece of provolone cheese, and I'm going to wrap it in some sugar ham. And what I want to do is create a little cordon bleu, that little bit of sweet ham, that provolone cheese, roll it up in there and stick it in that little pocket. And then what you're going to do is just season it as you normally would, maybe with a little salt and lemon pepper. Grill that up on the grill just like you would a normal, but it makes just a fabulous little chicken cordon bleu. It's a nice surprise when you slice into it, because when you push that cheese and ham inside there, it kind of seals up on the end a little bit,
what
so you don't really know it's there.
What it does to that chicken meat, though, is phenomenal. Rob and I did this Wednesday in Quincy, Illinois. We did a class down there, and we used prosciutto, which is the Italian ham.
A little saltier.
It is,
yep.
And it's actually, they do a different process in the brining of it. It's just cool texture, but very similar effect. In this case, I think the prosciutto worked even better. And we just used provolone. I'm pretty sure it was a smoked provolone.
Uh-huh.
And we had a few herbs in there. We grilled it actually on an herb grill, an herb grate, which if you've never seen an herb grate, I was telling you about it earlier, it's a double set of grates that you basically press some live herbs into, and you set your chicken on top. And we did those cordon bleu chicken breasts on that. We put rosemary in there. She was so mad.
Yeah, she got a little hot too, did she? But so if I'm picturing this, Bob, what you're saying is it's just kind of it's two little steel grates, and you put the herbs.
It looks like a grill basket. You know how the grill baskets are just screens?
Right.
It's like setting one grill basket on top of another, and you could actually do that with, you know, two grill baskets if you have them. But you put your fresh herbs in there, the right ones, obviously.
Yeah, so it kind of smokes the chicken, or as the herbs cook, if you will, the aroma is kind of almost smoking the meat.
Tune in next week for the Cheech and Chong chicken. It's a wonderful variation. It goes great with Lemon Creek wine as well.
Oh, good God.
Caitlin, what other wines did you bring?
It's a Shiraz Cabernet Sauvignon blend. It's actually a 2007, and we just released it about 2 months ago. So it's been very well aged.
I feel so special.
It's going to be great with a big steak on the grill,
yeah.
Guys. This is a little bit a bigger flavor. That you're going to have when you mix this Shiraz and the Cab together. You want a little bit fattier meat, something with some marbling in it. When you bring that off the grill, this is really going to work well with that and clean the palate.
Love me some fatty meat.
Yeah.
Caitlin Lemon from Lemon Creek Winery, Tasting Room in Grand Haven. Guys, if you are single, you got to go over here and meet her.
It's all good. Coming up next, Bob's going to break down a bacon balsamic explosion, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about a couple great recipes for your Memorial Day weekend. Stick with the grilling, guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.